degree where you're healthy enough to be a backup but not healthy enough to start?
Definitely. You know, I think a lot of the guys that play at this level or high school, college level, you've got to be able to compensate for not being 100%, whether that's an upper body or lower body injury. And then we as coaches have got to put those guys in position to be successful. Can't ask them to do something that they couldn't do physically. So that's where we can use quarter-turn adjustments in our play calling to give them a fighting chance.
So is that ultimately what's going to come down to here between Paxton and Brock, the decision on Sunday?
I would think so. I think Vance talked about us having a staff meeting this afternoon and making a decision, you know, as we go forward. So both of them, you know, have their strengths, and then you just have to weigh in, of course, the health aspect.
Any particular challenges with you this week? Paxton limited in practice and you putting together the game plan for Bowling?
No, just excited for Paxton. I'm a big fan of his, so I'm glad that he's back playing. It's more fun to play than watch, and he's had a long fall with his injuries all the way back to the Green Bay game, so it's fun to have him out there. He's done all the things we've asked him to do, and he's continued to make progress, so I'm happy in that respect. But game planning wise, we're into our battle rhythm, you know, first and second down, third down red area, so I feel like we're getting ramped up for Sunday as a offensive unit.
What do you think as Latimer? We haven't seen much from him the first 3.5 years here, and then here in the last half, we've seen a lot. Why do you think the development has come on here the last half of this season?
I couldn't speak to those previous 3 years. What I've seen from him is a terrific work ethic. This offseason in the OTAs and training camp, he was upstairs, which you don't see a lot of players upstairs in this building. You know, this is their domain down here. So he would be up there going over practice scripts, details of all the 3 or 4 wide receiver spots with Tyke, with Clint. So it's paid off. He's really done well. I'd hate to think where we'd be without Cody and the plays he made, even dating back there to that Philadelphia game of going up and taking balls off the top shelf.
Dylan, you've been 5 games this year where you've run the ball more than you've thrown it, and you won all 5. Is that something you're cognizant of?
Or? No, that's news to me, but it makes sense. I think we want to be balanced, and if we can control the line of scrimmage, we can make the defense have to defend both and not just one aspect. So let's keep that going.
What do you think of Kirk Cousins?
I don't know that much about him. I coached him in college at the Senior Bowl. I was with Minnesota, and our 3 QBs that year were Russell Wilson, Kirk, and Kellen Moore from Boise? Those are the 3 guys on our team. We faced Coach Shanahan when he was with the Redskins. They had the South team and we had the North.
What was unique about him, even on that experience?
What was unique? No, he was still into his Michigan State mode of calling the play in the huddle, and they had a unique way of kind of calling the huddle to attention, you know, with some type of voice command, which was a little quirky, but we let him roll with it. And then, of course, he's very accurate. All 3 of those guys are terrific quarterbacks. We were glad that we had them. We ended up beating the Redskins that day, and that was fun. But Kirk, Russell, and Kellen, 3 terrific quarterbacks right there. We were fortunate.
This is an interesting time with the bowls and free agency and speculation. How much attention do you have enough time to say, oh, that guy would be great for me, this guy would be not, you know, that sort of thing? How much attention are you spending just kind of thinking about quarterbacks?
Yeah, minimal. None. Yeah, our whole focus, as you can imagine, is on the Redskin defense and utilizing every hour in the day that we can be awake to do that.
Do you think a 1,000-yard season for running back means more now than it did 10, 15 years ago because it's, you know, the carries are split so much nowadays?
No, that's a good thought. Yeah, there's not so many bell cow backs like there used to be, but there's also 16 games rather than when Floyd Little and Otis Armstrong would only have 14 games. So it probably balances out. Any goal like that, I think, is worthwhile. I'm really into goals, and especially team goals, individual goals, so we can focus on those and do what it takes to achieve them. So it'd be great to get that for CJ in the next week, or why don't we just do it on Sunday?
What allowed Brock to have so much success, especially coming in and midway through the game last week?
Well, that's a credit to Brock. Brock was prepared. He got minimal reps. He just got scraps out there, or walkthrough reps, or osmosis mental reps. That's just a credit to him. He came in and just was on fire. The accuracy, the timing, leadership, it was incredible and fun to watch.
He said he really enjoyed the way that you called the game in the helmet, specifically some other things that you said in the helmet. Do you say other things that maybe other coaches don't to a quarterback?
Not necessarily. I wouldn't say that, but I'll just try to give those guys some tips without saying too much. There's a fine line with crossing over and having that point of diminishing returns. So try to help them out. They study a lot. They probably know what they're supposed to do anyway, but at times when there's a reminder to be provided, I just try to do that if there's time on the clock before it clicks off.
And is that not a thing that every offensive coordinator does?
No, I probably learned that from having my own helmet on and having Coach Kubiak talk to me about it, you know, because Coach Shanahan would give him the play and then Gary would give it to me and he'd give us little tidbits or reminders just so we wouldn't screw it up between the huddle and the snap. That's good.
How's Connor McGovern doing?
Great, yeah, really good. He's really a center, as we know, but he's doing a fine job at guard. Glad for him to get this experience, and he's done a terrific job, even back to training camp. He had a really strong camp playing center at that time. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Coach.